Ryan fired a thundering round from the Webley directly into its snarling mouth, blowing out the back of its head. Dripping brains, the creature fell limply across the horse and almost got tangled in the reins before slipping off to the ground. The cart nearly toppled over as its wooden wheels jounced over the bulky corpse.
Now we know why they had the gate locked.
Tropical paradise, my ass.
Tense hours passed as the cart raced through the lush greenery. A carpet of vines nearly stopped them at one point, and the companions had to get down and push the cart over the obstruction. A fallen tree completely blocked the road at a curve. J.B. and Mildred sprayed the tree and bushes with their rapid fires, while Ryan set a gren and blew the decomposing log apart. The panting horse reared at the explosion and tried to turn away, but Jack forced it onward through the blast crater. But over the next few miles, the mare wasn't running as quickly as before, and the teenager worried he'd pushed the elderly horse too hard.
My dear Jack, why are we slowing?
Not me. Horse is. Giddy up. Come on.
In spite of the desperate urging, the old animal began to trot instead of run, and soon even that slowed to a walk. Jack lifted the whip, then put it down. The mare was wheezing for breath, white foam dripping from her mouth. No amount of pain would restore the strength of lost youth.
Cover me.
Mildred hopped from the cart with her medkit. Water was what the poor thing needed, and she'd give the mare a massive dose of the jolt she'd stolen in the arena. That would get her moving again. But the rush would wear off quickly and kill the beast. She had no choice. They needed the mare to haul them out of this jungle and to the cliff. Everybody maintained random fire into the greenery as the horse greedily accepted the water from Mildred's palm. Then she tried to give it the jolt, and the horse refused, her nostrils flaring in disgust at the smell of the toxic chem.
Okay, girl. Can't really blame you.
She take it?
No. Just drive. We'll be okay.
Jack walked the horse for a mile to let her rest, then broke her into a trot. As long as the cart was rolling, they should be okay. Minutes later, the overhead branches thinned, and they could see the rising cliff only 100 yards away.
We made it!
Startled by the cry, the horse started to gallop toward the tall cliff, when two gorillas hit the mare from either side. Burying their teeth into her neck, the creatures tore loose gouts of dark flesh, hot blood pumping from the wounds to wash their inhuman faces. With no reason to hold back, JB sprayed all of the animals with the Uzi until they fell as a group, friend and foes entangled forever in death.
Looks like we walk from here.
Christy, help Jack.
Ryan handed the woman one of his blasters. Her .38 would do nothing against these jungle behemoths. The redhead accepted the Webley and a handful of ammo, then assisted Jack down from the cart. She grabbed him about the waist, and they started moving, their blasters cocked and ready.
Take our packs?
Just take the MRE packs and ammo. We need speed.
Sure, Dad.
Dumping his backpack, JB pulled the pin on a gren and snugly tucked it over the pile of packs. The first person, or thing, that lifted the packs would have its face removed by 8 ounces of high-grade military plastique. Roars came from the jungle around them. Mildred put a few bursts from the Thompson into the forest, the leaves shaking under the chattering fury. A gorilla darted into sight, and she concentrated the rapid fire on the mutie until the clip was spent. Swaying, the ape dropped to the ground.
Bullshit!
Ryan pumped a few rounds from the Webley into the creature. Growling and slavering, the gorilla stood and rushed the Norms, fresh blood on its massive chest.
Knavery, hey?
Doc discharged both the Lama and Webley together. Rocking slightly, the hunting ape patted at the gaping wound in its belly, pale blood welling with every breath. Finally, the brutish head lolled, and it lay down, as if going to sleep. Snapping the reloaded Webley shut, Ryan triggered the blaster. The blast blew off a chunk of the ape's hairy skull, pinkish-gray brains pouring out like warm grease.
Headshots only. These bastards know how to play possum.
Incoming!
A dozen great apes charged out of the forest. Slamming their knuckles onto the ground, the muties swung their torsos forward, then grabbed the soil with stubby toes to swing their arms again. Even as he pumped hot lead into their faces, Ryan couldn't understand how they got any speed that way, but the beasts moved with amazing velocity across the open roadway. JB emptied the Uzi once more. The rest of the companions fired headshots into the wounded muties. They had a system now that worked, but used a lot of irreplaceable ammo. Sprinting down the dirt road, more gorillas came from the jungle and were aced. But the next wave didn't charge at the humans, but stayed just out of range, and only charged when the companions turned their backs to leave.
Fire blast. JB, I'll hold them until you reach the cliff. Then cover me.
Done.
JB took off at a run. As the others departed, the gorillas paused in confusion, then charged in a group. Shooting as fast as he could, Ryan emptied the Webley. Four gorillas fell with blood spraying from their faces, but a fifth took a round smack in the chest and didn't even pause.
I'm too old for this shit.
Ryan threw a grin, and the animal caught the sphere to sniff at it suspiciously. The blast reduced it to a smoking stain, and Ryan took off after the others, fumbling to open the top of the revolver and thumb in fresh rounds. Reaching the rock wall, JB turned and waited until Ryan was in sight, then emptied a clip in one stuttering volley into the forest behind the man. The 9mm rounds ripped apart the leaves, and six gorillas fell wounded or dying. But they started after the companions again, crawling along the ground with their four arms, heading straight for the armorer, their tiny red eyes staring hatefully at him. The sight chilled his blood, and JB had to force himself to stay and reload the Uzi, instead of starting up the cliff face.
Get going, JB!
Ryan dropped the Webley and drew the Sig Sauer. He hadn't wanted to use the silenced blaster because it had less of a punch, but he was out of ammo for the big bore toploader. Christy had the last of the 44 rounds, and she was completely out of reach.
But
the hail of the companion's lead hit the ground around the gorillas as they crossed the little stream. Craning his neck, JB saw the others clinging precariously from the rock face, firing their blasters with one hand. Then there came the telltale thunderous boom of Doc's Lamaw, and a wounded male stepped backward to fall over, showing the back of his head missing.
Climb!
Ryan swept the field with his Sig Sauer, putting a round into each of the remaining six apes, then turned and threw himself at the rock wall. Both hands grabbing hold of a horizontal crack, the Deathlands warrior pulled himself up until his boots found purchase on the rough surface, and he extended his arms to find another crack. Clawing for cracks, JB followed a few feet away from his old friend. Cold logic dictated that everybody climb alone in case they lost their grip and fell. They had no ropes or pitons, only bare hands. There was no way to help each other now, except for not colliding into someone on the way down. Dean and Doc were already 10 feet off the ground, moving faster than expected, and Mildred was scaling the rocks as if she'd done it her whole life. As Jack slowly struggled along the crevices, Christy snagged an outcropping on the side of the mesa and pulled herself higher. Ryan and JB followed, pausing when they reached a small ledge to shoot at the hunting apes below. More than half of the muties were sprawled on the ground, but the rest continued on, uncaring of the deadly lead flying past their stubby heads. Checking below, Ryan saw the huge apes pawing at the rock wall, leaning close to sniff the mesa, then tap it with their massive fingers. The bastards were still trying to follow the group.
God damn it!
One gorilla reached up with an incredibly long arm and pawed the rocks, pulling itself off the ground with one hand. Their flexible toes worked as auxiliary hands that fondled the rocks to find any purchase, and the beast moved higher on the wall. Grunting among themselves, the rest tried to follow the first, and soon the six were hot in pursuit, and moving faster than any of the humans. A particularly large ape roared at the tiny people, and Ryan tried to target the big male, but the sheer cliff prohibited that now. Reluctantly, he holstered his piece and proceeded skyward once more.
Still after that!
Thought that!
Jack fired twice at the beasts with his .357 Magnum blaster. The apes flinched at the noise of the weapon, and one round ricocheted off the wall, spraying out rock chips and dust. The other creased the hairy shoulder of the bull male. Furious, it locked its gaze on Jack, and the teenager saw the murderous intent in its face. He aimed again, and the mutie moved just as he fired. The round missed completely.
Ah, shit!
Unable to reload without falling, Jack holstered the piece and concentrated on climbing once more. But unable to use the hurt leg, his speed was pitiful, and the ape gained on him at a nightmarish pace.
Help!
JB saw Mildred flail as the root in her hand came free from the wall, loose pebbles sprinkling downward. Instinctively, the armorer reached out a hand, but she was yards away.
Mildred!
He watched in horror as the physician struggled not to fall, then cheered as she stabbed a knife into the cliff and used that as an anchor to move to a more secure area.
Way to go, babe!